Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，早上好。
Thank the chairman for some humor there.
我们谢谢今天主席这么幽默。
I wish I had that type of humor.
我希望我能继承到这一点。
You know, just glad that we can gather together and worship and celebrate Lord's Supper later today.
我非常高兴大家能够聚在一起敬拜我们的神，而且今天晚些时候我们还要分享圣餐。
Pastor James and I were thinking and praying about, you know, we have a busy season coming up.
范长老和我，我们一直都在思想，我们也在祷告，因为我们接下来有一个繁忙的一段季节。
Several weekends are going to be busy with our baptism coming up.
我们接下来几个周末会有浸礼。
You could pray for the three brothers and sisters who are preparing their testimonies.
请大家为我们三位要受浸的弟兄姐妹，他们在准备自己的见证，请为他们祷告。
We have Brother Stephen and Brother Bill and Sister Elaine all getting baptized, so pray for them.
我们有 Stephen, Bill 弟兄，还有 Elaine 姐妹，他们要受浸，请为他们祷告。
We also have our spring retreat coming up.
我们的春令会也将要到来。
We have in between that we have Mother's Day.
然后期间我们还有母亲节。
And then we got VBS coming up.
然后又有暑期圣经学校。
A lot of different things going on at our church.
我们教会有许多的事工在进行。
And so continue to be a prayerful people if you would.
如果你愿意的话，让我们继续成为一群祷告的子民。
We have always been a church that stresses the importance of prayer.
我们教会总是很强调祷告的重要性。
Every year, even before we kick off VBS, we devote ourselves to prayer.
每一年在我们暑期圣经学校要举办之前，我们总是专门为此祷告。
Oftentimes, before we have anything special or big decisions at our church, we devote ourselves to prayer.
我们每当我们教会有一些特别的事工，或者有一些重大的决定之前，我们都要专心的来祷告。
We stress prayer so much that we do these things before Vacation Bible School that we set up these all church prayer meeting nights.
所以我们是如此的重视祷告，在我们暑期圣经学校举办之前，我们有全教会范围的祷告会。
Where we hope that the whole church will come together to pray for VBS.
我们希望全教会能够来到一起，为暑期圣经学校祷告。
And so with VBS coming up,
所以暑期圣经学校就要来到了。
And these prayer nights coming up,
我们有许多的祷告的夜晚。
Pastor James and I felt that we have a few open Sundays. We thought it'd be beneficial to do a little series on why we do the things we do around VBS.
所以范长老和我商量了，我们要在几个主日利用这些时间来有一个系列来介绍为什么我们围绕暑期圣经教会有一些活动。
We may have these all church prayer nights, but you might be wondering why do we do that?
其中有一项就是全教会的祷告会，但是你可能会想为什么要这么做呢？
And for you who maybe come consistently to Saturday nights fellowship,
如果你总是持续的来参加星期六晚上的团契，
you might feel that, oh, well, I don't want to go to that, though. I don't need to go to that.
那你可能想，我没有必要去参加那个祷告会了。
So I think sometimes there's a question of, like, why we need to come together to pray.
所以有的时候有这样的问题，为什么我们需要聚在一起祷告呢？
And so the question I want us to think about this morning is, even in light of VBS, why should we pray?
所以今天早上我希望大家一同思想，为什么我们要祷告？为了
Why should we be a church that prays?
为什么我们教会应该是个祷告的教会呢？
I clearly remember the first time I was in a group of Christians at church, and I was asked to pray together with the group.
我特别清晰地记得有一回我在教会，我与一群基督徒在一起，我们需要一起祷告。
I remember the very first time.
我记得那是我头一次。
And it was not a good memory.
但是不是很好的回忆。
Because it didn't feel like a very good experience.
因为当时并不是一个很好的经历。
I started to get nervous. I don't usually get nervous, but I started to get nervous.
我不是一个很容易紧张的人，但是那个时候我有点紧张。
I was thinking, what am I supposed to say?
我想我要说什么呢？
People are starting to go around. It's going to be my turn soon.
大家轮流的祷告，马上就要轮到我了。
Maybe I should just go to the bathroom right now.
可能我应该去一下上厕所。
What am I supposed to say? I don't know how to do this.
我该怎么说呢？我不知道该怎么做。
And I started to try to recall every Christian phrase I've ever heard at church, you know?
所以我开始很紧张的开始回忆每一个我听到的教会基督徒用语。
Jesus loves you.
耶稣爱你。
For God so loved the world.
因为神爱世人。
He forgives us of our sins.
他饶恕了我们的罪。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. I was thinking of everything that I could think of.
起初神创造天地。
But somehow I made it through.
但是不知道怎么样，我就是熬过来了。
I think I started to borrow the different things that other people were saying. You know how, you know what I'm talking about?
你知道我就是把刚才人家说过的各种词组合在一起。
And I was concerned even after I prayed.
所以我甚至祷告之后我都心里有点担心。
What if I prayed wrong?
哎呀，我要是祷告的不对怎么办？
What if I sounded stupid?
要是我听起来很蠢怎么办？
What if everybody knew that I don't pray like that?
那如果大家现在都知道了我不会祷告怎么办
Isn't prayer supposed to just between me and God?
难道祷告不是就是我和神之间的事吗
I don't like this prayer together thing.
我不喜欢这样大家一起祷告
I don't want to do it again.
我不想再做一次
I'm not sure if you've ever felt that way.
我不知道你有没有这样的感受
Or maybe it's just me.
或者我是唯一的这样的人
But if you do feel that way or if you've ever felt that way just know that I'm with you. Okay?
但如果你也有类似的感受就知道我也是这样。
I know how you feel.
我知道你的感受。
I remember a few years ago.
我记得几年前。
I was speaking to someone who probably prays a lot.
我跟某一位特别会赞美的人。
会祷告的人。
Oh, pray.
Yeah, yeah, pray.
祷告的人。
And I asked the question, I said, I wonder, like, how do you think we can help brothers and sisters pray more?
所以我就
pray, yeah, pray.
我就跟他交谈说如何帮助我们弟兄姐妹更多的来祷告呢
How do we encourage them?
我们怎么鼓励他们
Do you think we need to do something different on Thursday night prayer meetings?
我们周四的祷告会要不要用一点不同的形式呢
？Do we maybe need to lead it differently to help those who are not accustomed to praying？
我们是不是要用不同的方式来带领那些不太习惯祷告的人呢
？And this person's response，
这个人的反应
was prayer meetings, prayer meeting。
祷告会就是祷告会。
Prayer is just prayer。
祷告就是祷告。
They just need to pray。
他们就要祷告。
I was like, wow, ouch.
I
know that that person wasn't saying it to be mean.
我知道这个人不是想要很刻薄。
But I think that this happens sometimes.
但我想有的时候这样的事情也会发生。
That we forget that we are supposed to also help and encourage other people grow.
我们有时候忘记我们应当帮助其他的人成长。
And even in this area of prayer, though many times people say it's so easy, actually many times it's not.
就算在祷告这个范畴，有些人觉得很容易，但有的时候其实还挺难的。
And we forget that we might need to find ways to encourage and help other people learn how to pray.
有的时候我们忘记我们需要鼓励其他人，帮助其他人学会如何祷告。
In fact, I have a funny nagging feeling.
其实我有一个念头。
That generally speaking.
一般而言。
And I'm speaking generally here for people, so don't think I'm pointing at you. I'm just speaking in general.
我不是讲某个人，我是总体而言。
I think that there's several unhealthy or negative reactions to prayer.
我觉得有几种不健康的 或者不正确的对祷告的反应。
I think the first is what I said earlier that I experienced myself. I felt that we feel that there's a certain way that we're supposed to pray.
第一种就是像我刚才分享的，我们有时候觉得有一种特定的模式要来祷告。
That we're supposed to make our prayers sound a certain way and use certain types of words.
我们觉得祷告需要用某种特别听起来要某种特别的感觉
and,
一些空话
and so when we do that we end up using 空话 we end up using like empty words words that don't have meaning like she just said the word empty word it's kind of like these empty words where I don't really mean it but I'm trying to make my prayer sound this way
就有的时候我们会说一些很空泛的话只是为了让它听起来很不错
I think that's unfortunate
但我觉得这样很不幸
I think another negative reaction that we have when we think about prayer is that second, people start to feel that prayer is boring.
第二种不健康的反应是祷告很无聊
Because I don't know about you, but if you've ever prayed with someone who really loves to pray and they pray for a very long time.
有的时候你跟一个特别爱祷告的人在一起他祷告很长时间
And you know you can never say because it's very unspiritual to say you know you just pray like a little too long
你可能很不能够不可能不可以这么说因为非常不属灵你说你祷告太久了
Because maybe that person loves to pray and uses a lot of words
那个人他就很爱祷告他用许多的言语
And that's okay
这样也没问题。
But because they prayed so long and maybe they sounded boring, you checked out.
但有的时候因为这祷告太冗长太无聊了你有的时候就走神了。
You end up staring at your shoes.
你就盯着自己的鞋子看。
Or you're staring at like, what stain is that on the carpet?
或者是地毯上这里脏了。
You start thinking about other things.
你就想别的事情。
And so another reaction is that prayer becomes something that's boring.
所以这个不好的反应就是祷告变得很无聊。
I think the other reaction that I could think of commonly is that whenever we hear a teaching or we read a book about prayer,
还有一种我可以想到的、一些一个 不健康的反应，当我们读一本书或者听到有关祷告的教训。
And I know I felt this is that when you hear it, you feel guilty.
啊、我觉得有的时候你会感到、负疚感。
You feel guilty that you don't pray enough.
你觉得很内疚，你觉得自己祷告不够。
Haven't you heard it before said that Jesus was so busy in his ministry?
啊，你没有听到过吗？耶稣是那么事工那么的繁忙。
He was such a busy man, but Jesus woke up early in the morning to pray.
耶稣是如此的繁忙，但是他一大清早就起来祷告。
So if Jesus could forsake his sleep to pray, I mean, come on. We have to follow his example. You should do that too.
如果耶稣可以、牺牲他的睡眠起来祷告，那我们不是要跟随基督的榜样，我们也应该起来吗？
You don't need to sleep.
你不需要睡觉。
Sleeping's for wussies.
很懦弱的人才需要睡觉。
Real Christians get up.
真正的基督徒要起来
to pray.
要祷告
You ever felt that way before from a sermon?
你有没有听过某一些讲道然后觉得这样内疚呢
I think I preached that way before.
我想我以前曾经这样讲道过
Sleeping's for the weak.
所以睡觉是没用的人才需要睡的
Real Christians don't need sleep.
真正的基督徒不需要睡觉
We just pray all night.
我们就祷告
So you get this feeling of feeling guilty.
所以你有可能会有一种负疚感。
And you walk out of church thinking, "Gosh, I'm terrible."
你离开教会，心里想，哎呀，我这个人太糟糕了。
I sleep too much.
我太爱睡觉了。
Or you know, I think another unhealthy thing that happens is that we start to get into this routine of prayer and we just pray in this list. You know that list you have, that same list that you pray through, and it's like practicing your memorization skills.
还有一种不好的习惯就是我们就是透过一个祷告的清单然后一条一条这样祷告
You see, I think over and over again when we think about this concept of prayer we may not understand why we pray
所以有的时候我们只是、这样做、但是忘记了祷告的意义
So then why would I want to come to a church prayer night?
那我为什么要来教会的祷告之夜呢
Where all we do is pray
因为这个祷告之夜我们就是要祷告
Not sure why we do that.
我不清楚我们为什么要这么做。
Why should the church even pray together?
为什么教会要在一起祷告？
Let's go to God in prayer and let's ask Him to teach us, shall we?
让我们来到神的面前来祷告，求神来教导我们。
Father, with all respect and praise and worship, I want to come before you with my brothers and sisters and look into this topic of prayer.
亲爱的天父，我愿意和我们全体的弟兄姐妹一起来到你的面前，我们带着我们的敬畏，带着我们的赞美，带着一颗祷告的心来到你的面前。
I want to ask you that even whether I preach your words or even talk to you right now, Lord, that there's not words that are manufactured and words that I'm putting out there that are empty.
主啊，我求你真的是帮助我，让我接下来的祷告中所讲的每一个字都是出自内心，而不是人为生造出来的空话。
I think a lot of us may forget or don't really know the reasons and the importance and what happens, Lord, when we pray?
主啊，我们当中许多人忘记了我们祷告的原因，我们祷告的意义，还有祷告的时候会发生的事情。
And even though we see that it is stressed throughout your word, we know that we are a people that struggle with prayer.
主啊，虽然在你的话语中我们看到你何等的强调祷告，但是我们有的时候还是会有挣扎和挑战。
And I think it's unfortunate, Lord, that when we pray to you, we might pray in the wrong way.
主啊，很不幸的时候我们常常用不正确的方式祷告。
With the wrong heart.
带着一颗不正确的心
，and not remembering the purpose why，
嗯，常常会不记得我们祷告的目的。
And so, Lord, would you show us a bit and help us to understand it, but most importantly, that your Holy Spirit would impress that upon us today.
主啊，今天求你来帮助我们但是更重要的是，让圣灵亲自的把这样祷告的意义放在我们的心中。
We pray together in Jesus' name.
我们一同祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. You know, recently I've been just spending time reading through the first chapters of Acts.
这段时间我从《使徒行传》的第一章开始读起。
And so if you want to turn to it, I'll just be popping around the book of Acts.
所以请大家一起和我翻到《使徒行传》。
The book of Acts is really, wow, that's a really bright, cool picture there. The book of Acts is a powerful recording of the beginning of the church.
使徒行传是非常强有力的一段记录，是早期教会的记录。
It moves really quickly. So if you love to read narrative, read Acts. It just moves like really fast.
它里面记载了许多的事件。如果你喜欢读记叙文的话，《使徒行传》非常棒。
When you read about how the church began,
当你们读到早期教会是如何开始的
，I don't know about you, but for me, I always have a sense of amazement.
我不知道你怎么样，我总是觉得很惊叹。
Because the church didn't have much, but it had a lot of power.
早期的教会他们没有许多的东西，但是他们有很大的能力。
They didn't have a fancy church building.
他们没有很华丽的教堂。
They didn't have like music worship teams.
他们也没有音乐敬拜团队。
They didn't have dedicated nurseries.
他们也没有专门的育婴室。
They didn't have a church strategy.
他没有教会策略。
They didn't have children worship programs like we do.
也不像我们有少儿敬拜节目。
They didn't have BBS.
他们也没有暑期圣经学校。
But there is no doubt that when you read of this early church, they experienced the power of God.
但是明确无误的是，当你读到早期教会，他们非常有神的大能。
And it was unmistakable.
这是明确无误的。
You see, after Jesus had rose from the dead,
当耶稣复活以后
he told them something, and we see it in Acts chapter 1, verse 8.
他告诉门徒们在使徒行传一章八节
He told them God's mission for his people.
他告诉门徒们神对他们的大使命
And in 1 verse 8, he said, You will be my witnesses.
在一章八节耶稣说到你要为我做见证
Here in this city, Jerusalem,
要在这里耶路撒冷
in all the region of Judea and Samaria,
犹太全地和撒玛利亚
and to the end of the earth
直到地极
that was God's plan
这是神的计划
that's God's plan for them
这是神对他们的计划
that's God's plan for us
也是神对我们的计划
God's plan was for them to be his witnesses
神的计划是要他们为他做见证
God's plan for us is to be his witnesses
神对我们的计划也是要为他做见证。
He gave us new life.
他给了我们新生命。
He took us out from darkness into light.
他带我们出黑暗入光
明。And he says, I did that because I have a plan for you.
他说我这样做是对你有一个计划。
Because I want you to use this new life to reach others for Jesus.
因为我希望你能够用这个生命去触及他人，为耶稣。
From the...From the city that you're in,
从你所在的城市
to the region that's around you,
到你周边的地方
and to the end of the world,
直到地极
That's his plan.
这是神的计划
I have given you that plan.
我给了你这样的计划
That should be exciting unto itself.
这本身就应该让我们激动
Brothers and sisters, that's why you're saved.
弟兄姐妹，这就是为什么你们得救
Yes, you are saved to have abundant life.
是的，你们得救要得着丰盛的生
命。Yes, you are saved to receive that blessing from God.
你得救是要得到神的祝福。
But you are saved so that that new life is now used to live for a new purpose.
但是你得救更是因为你的新生命要有新的目的。
And that blessing you have received from God is meant to be passed through you unto others.
你从神那里得到的祝福要透过你这个管道临到其他的人。
You were saved to be a part of his plan.
你得救了，你要成为神计划中的一份子。
You were saved to be part of his mission.
你得救了，要成为他使命的一部分。
And that's what Jesus tells them after he rose from the dead.
这是耶稣从死里复活之后告诉他们的话。
That you will be my witnesses. I'm going to use you to reach the world.
你们要做我的见证，我要用你去达到地极。
That's God's plan for you.
这是神为你的计划。
Just want to remind you that this morning.
今天早上想要提醒大家。
Just in case you've forgotten.
万一你忘记了呢？
Just in case you slipped into the mentality that your life is for you.
就是万一你觉得你的生命只是为了你自己呢？
Just in case you forgot that you were saved.To live for him.
万一你忘记了，你得救是为了基督而活。
And specifically to reach others for him.
特别是你要为基督触及他人。
That's the purpose of your life.
这是你生命的意义。
You know.
你知道吗？
But in chapter 1 verse 8.
在第一章八节
He said, but even though I've given you this new life and this new mission,
他说虽然我给了你这样的新生命和新的使命
you're not going to be able to do it on your own.
你自己没法做到
Because human strength is not enough for the greatness of this mission.
因为人的力量太单薄了，不能够做到这个大使命。
You might think you can,
你可能觉得你可以
but you can't.
但是你不能
So in the same sentence as I am calling you to live out this mission for me,
所以在同一句话中，当耶稣呼召他们，为了大使命去
做 I'm going to tell you that I'm going to give you the power to do it.
耶稣说，我也将给你这样的能力来完成这个大使命
So if you look at chapter 1 verse 8 in its entirety,
所以如果我们看看一章八节这整句话
Jesus says, but you're going to receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and then you will be my witnesses.
耶稣说你们要得着能力，圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就可以为我做见证。
That's your power source.
这是你力量的源泉。
You can't do it on your own.
你没有办法自己做到。
You can't.
你做不到。
You're not supposed to do it on your own.
你也不应该这样去做。
You're going to be able to fulfill this mission that I've called you to.
你能够完成我呼召你完成的大使命。
Only if you are connected to the power source that I give you.
你只能这样，你只能够连接到这样的力量源泉。
You're going to get the power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you.
当圣灵降临在你们身上的时候，你会得到能
力。That's the power source.
这是力量的源泉。
You got to be connected to the power source.
你必须要连接到力量的源泉。
You see, it doesn't matter if you have the newest or the most powerful computer sitting at your home today.
所以你看，不管今天你家里有一台多么强大的、多么新型的计算机，
You won't be able to experience the computer unless it's connected to the power source.
你不能够 体会到你、电脑的强大，如果它没有接到电源上。
It doesn't matter if you have the newest and the fastest car that's out there today.
不管你拥有一辆多么快的、多么新型的汽车。
If you're not connected to the power source,
如果没有电池的话，
it doesn't go anywhere.
它哪儿也去不了。
It doesn't matter if some of you have the newest and the most powerful iPhone today.
也许我们当中有些人有最新的苹果手机。
And some of you do.
有些人真的有。
But it's no good.
但是没有用。
Unless it's connected to the power source.
除非它能够连到电源上。
You see, God has given you a new life.
你看神给了你这样的新生命。
He has given you a new purpose, a mission for your life.
他给了你的生命新的目标，新的使命。
But you cannot...Live out this new life unless you are connected to the power source.
但是你不能够活出这样的新生命，除非你连接到力量的源泉。
You have this new mission.
你有这样的新使命。
You were saved to reach others for Jesus.
你得救了，你要为耶稣触及他人。
But the power that you need to do that comes from God.
但是你这样做的能力来自神。
The power to do that comes, Jesus says, from the Holy Spirit.
耶稣说，你能这样做的能力来自圣灵。
And you know what the Word of God tells us?
你们看神的话是怎么说的？
It tells us that every believer who is saved,
他说每一个得救的信徒，
the Holy Spirit.Indwells in you.
圣灵内住在你里面。
Jesus himself said in John 14:17,
耶稣在约翰福音十四章十七
节说道， The Holy Spirit dwells in you and will be in you.
圣灵常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。
Isn't that amazing?
这是不是很奇妙？
That's God.
这就是神。
In us.
住在我们里面。
Because of faith.
因着信。
All of you who are believers, you have the Holy Spirit dwelling in you.
我们每一位信徒，我们里面都有圣灵。
And so Jesus says in Acts chapter 1,
所以耶稣在使徒行传第一章说，
He tells these men and women who have faith,
他告诉这些有信心的男
女， I want you, all of you with faith, to be my witnesses.
我要你们，你们所有的人为我做见证。
I want you to reach the world for Jesus.
我希望你能够为基督达到地极。
And then the power to do that will come from the Holy Spirit.
你们这样做的能力来自圣灵。
And then after he says that,
耶稣这样说之后，
What's crazy is then he ascends and goes to heaven.
很疯狂的是他就升天了。
And that's it.
就这样了。
That's it.
就这样了。
So these people gathered around him,
所以这些围绕在他身边的人，
these men and women of faith,
这些信主的男女
hear that they listen, they heard it, that's their mission in life.
他们听到了生命的使命
that they got to reach the world for Jesus.
他们要为耶稣去到地极
that they can't do it on their own, that they have to do it on the power of the Holy Spirit.
而且他们做不到，除非他们能够透过圣灵
And then that's it.
然后就这样
And then Jesus leaves.
基督就走了
Because he said before that unless I go, the Holy Spirit will not come.
因为他之前说到我要去，圣灵才能来。
I gotta go back so the Holy Spirit will come upon you.
我要回去，圣灵才能临到你。
And so this group of brothers and sisters,
所以这一群弟兄姐妹
that's all they got.
他们就只有这些话语。
Jesus did not leave them with a manual and said, so follow this manual on how to start the church.
耶稣没有给他们留下一个手册如何建立教会。
My family and I, we love learning these things on the internet on YouTube called life hacks.
我和我的家人很喜欢在 YouTube 上看生活小窍门。
You could ask Bethany how many life hacks we use at home.
你可以问我女儿，我们在家里用了很多这种生活秘诀。
We watch a lot of DIY things. Do it yourself.
我们看了很多这种自己动手的秘诀。
It's too bad Jesus did not leave a life hack on how to start the church.
但是耶稣并没有留下这样的建立教会的秘诀或窍门。
He didn't leave a how-to 10 steps on starting the church.
他没有留下建立教会的十个步骤。
So these...The Bible says that this group of brothers and sisters, they go back into the city.
所以圣经记载这群弟兄姐妹回到城里。
They go back into this room, and it had a name, it's called the upper room.
他们走到这个叫做楼房。
They weren't in the lower room, they were in the upper room.
他们在楼上的上房。
And they look at each other.
他们互相看。
And they're like, now what do we do?
他们面面相觑，我们现在怎么办？
What do we do next?
接下来怎么办？
What do you want to know what they do next?
那你们知道他们接下来怎么做吗？
The scripture says it.
经文里记载到。
You see it in verse 12.
我们看第十二节。
What did they do when they got together? Verse 14.
第十四节，他们在一起的时候做什么了呢？
There's about 120 people there.
他们大概有120个人。
It's a big room.
一个大房间。
And it says, all these...With one accord, what do they do?
大家看到他们都同心合意做什么？
They devoted themselves to prayer.
他们恒切祷告。
Together with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus and his brothers.
几个妇人，耶稣的母亲玛利亚和耶稣的弟兄。
What do they do?
他们做什么？
They devoted themselves to prayer.
他们恒切祷告。
Together.
同心合意。
They devoted themselves to prayer together.
他们同心合意地恒切祷告。
Then the Holy Spirit came upon them.
然后圣灵临到他们。
Just as Jesus promised.
就像耶稣所应许的那样。
The Spirit empowered them to reach others for Jesus.
圣灵给了他们这样的大能，他们能够为耶稣基督传扬福音。
The Spirit empowered them to get the word of God out.
圣灵给了他们这样的大能，能够传讲真道。
And then the Holy Spirit led 3,000 people to come to know Jesus.
圣灵使得三千人能够认识耶稣。
3,000 souls were saved.3,000 people came to be followers, disciples of Jesus.
3,000人成为耶稣的追随者，耶稣的门徒。
3,000 people were added to their number.
3,000人增加了他们的数目。
And so what you see throughout the book of Acts,
所以我们看到在使徒行传里面,
is you see over and over again that the early church was a church that devoted themselves to prayer.
我们一而再再而三地看到早期的教会是恒切祷告的教会。
And as they devoted themselves to prayer, they saw the powerful working of the Holy Spirit in their midst.
当他们恒切祷告的时候，他们就看到了圣灵的大能在他们当中运行。
They prayed.
他们祷告。
The word was getting out.
真道就传讲出去。
And the Holy Spirit was working powerfully in their midst.
圣灵就在他们当中充满大能的运行。
You see in Acts chapter 2.
我们看使徒行传第
二章。I'll give you a few examples. In Acts chapter 2.
我们有几个例子。
42 and 43.
42到43节。
Some of you are very familiar with this.
我们许多人很熟悉这段经节。
Because it tells us what, after these 3,000 people were added to the church, what did the church do?
因为告诉我们三千人到增加了教会的数目，教会做
什么呢？ What did they devote themselves to?
教会致力于什么呢？
Well, they devoted themselves to several things.
他教会致力于几项事工。
To the apostles' teaching.
门徒的教导。
They devoted themselves to fellowship.
团契。
They devoted themselves to breaking of bread together.
他们也擘饼。
And they devoted themselves to what?
还有呢？
Prayer.
他们也致力于祷告。
And it says that they experienced a sense of awe.
那里说到他们经历到一种敬畏的感受。
You see that?
看到了吗？
That's what happens.
这就是发生的事情。
We have a sense of awe.
众人都惧怕敬畏。
In Acts chapter 6,
使徒行传第六章。
You're also familiar with what happens in Acts chapter 6.
我们也很熟悉。
Because this is where you see the apostles saying that they wanted to devote themselves to prayer and the study of God's word, and so they chose the first deacons of the church.
因为我们这里看到使徒们想要专心以祈祷和传道为事，他们就选出了最初的执事。
You know what they wanted to find in these men to serve God? You want to know what it says that they wanted to find? They wanted to look for men with what?
你们记得吗？他们要选执事的时候，他们要找怎么样的人来当执事呢？
They wanted to find people who were what? Full of the Holy Spirit.
他们要找到被圣灵充满的人。
In Acts chapter 12,
使徒行传第十二章
5 through 17,
五到十七节。
This is when Peter was in prison.
这是彼得被囚在监里的时候。
And the scripture says that the church prayed fervently.
经文里讲到教会为他切切的祷告。
And through fervent prayer, Peter miraculously was released from prison.
因为他们热切的祷告，所以彼得非常的有这样的奇迹。
You see, they prayed.
他们祷告。
And they saw the power of the Spirit.
他们就看到了圣灵的大能。
Lastly, you see in Acts chapter 13.
最后我们来看《使徒行传》十三章第一到第三节。
You're also familiar with this.
我们也很熟悉。
Because it was as the church was praying.
教会在祷告。
It's as the church was in the middle of praying.
是在教会祷告当中。
God helped them to see that they were to send off Paul and Barnabas to do missions work and continue to bring the gospel out of the church.
神就在他们祷告的时候让他们看见要分派巴拿巴和扫罗去传福音。
That was a Spirit's work among them.
这就是圣灵的工作。
To prompt them to bring the word of God out.
圣灵督促他们把神的福音传到外面去。
On and on and on it goes throughout the book of Acts.
我们在使徒行传中不断地看到。
You see this correlation between a people that are devoted to prayer and the powerful work of the Spirit in their midst.
那我们一直都看到，我们有这样祷告的子民，我们就看到了圣灵在当中行大能奇事。
People pray fervently together.
人们切切的祷告。
And they witness the power of God.
他们就见证到神的大能。
Brothers and sisters, do we want to be a God-empowered church?
弟兄姐妹，我们愿不愿意成为神赐大能的教会呢？
Do you have any desire in your heart at all just to say, I would like to be witnessing and being a part of a God-empowered group of people?
你们心中有没有这样子的愿望，有没有这样子的想法，我们想要成为神赐大能的教会。
Because if we desire to be a people, a God-empowered people, if we desire to be a God-empowered church,
如果我们内心有这样子的渴慕，有这样的愿望，我们要成为神赐大能的子民，我们要成为神赐大能的教会。
Then we need to be a church that prays.
我们就要成为一个祷告的教会。
You want to know why we pray?
你知道我们为什么要祷告吗？
That's one of the key reasons why we pray.
这就是我们祷告的关键原因之一。
That's the reason why the church should pray together.
这就是为什么教会要一同祷告。
Do we want to be a God-empowered church?
我们想要成为神赐大能的教会吗？
Then we got to be a house of prayer.
那我们就要成为一个祷告的，一群祷告的人。
This is the reason why Pastor James and I want to see our church brothers and sisters pray together more often.
这就是为什么范长老和我希望我们教会弟兄姐妹能够更经常的在一起祷告。
That's the reason why we want to encourage brothers and sisters to pray more.
这就是为什么我们想鼓励弟兄姐妹更多的祷告。
That's why we dedicate specific evenings so that the church can gather together to learn to pray.
这也就是为什么我们要有专门的祷告之夜，所以弟兄姐妹能够在一起祷告。
Because we believe that prayer sustains.
因为我们相信祷告维系我们，供养我们。
Prayer brings the power of God into our midst.
祷告把神的大能带到我们当中。
So that's why we pray before everything that we do.
这就是为什么我们在做任何事之前都祷告。
That's why 3 months before VBS even kicks off.
这也就是为什么在暑期圣经学校开始三个月之前。
Even the principals, these three ladies, they gather together to pray.
我们这三位校长、三位女士在一起祷告。
That's why when we gather together on these few nights before VBS, we believe that the gospel work has to be done, but we got to get together as a church to pray.
这就是为什么我们要把这样几个夜晚专门分出来，我们是福音的事工要成就，我们必须祷告。
Because we want to see the power of God in our midst, do we not?
因为我们都愿意看到神的大能在我们教会当中，对吗？
And we want to have prayer saturate everything.
我们要把祷告啊浸在每一样事工都要浸在祷告当中。
We don't only need prayer for VBS.
我们不是单单为暑期圣经学校祷告。
We need prayer for everything that's going on in the church.
我们要为教会中发生的一切事祷告。
I remember being a part of evenings where we bring the gospel. We invite all of our friends and family, those who haven't heard the gospel, and we bring them here so that they can hear the gospel.
所以我们常常把家人朋友带到一起，让他们能够听到福音。
I remember from very early on it being modeled for me that leading up to that night of the gospel being preached, brothers and sisters are committing themselves to prayer.
我记得从早期我就记得，在我们的福音之夜之前，弟兄姐妹都聚在一起祷告。
I remember even as I have preached the gospel before.
我也记得当我传讲福音的时候。
There was a group of brothers and sisters that said, "We're not going to listen to the message."
有一群的弟兄姐妹说，我们不来听你讲道。
We're not going to join in the time of music and testimony.
我们也不来唱诗，也不来听见证。
But we're going to be in the other room.
我们要在另一个房间。
And throughout the whole evening, we're going to pray.
那整个晚上我们都要祷告。
I know churches that even as a pastor is preaching.
我知道有些教会有些牧师在讲道的时候
On every Sunday morning,
每个主日早上
There's a group of brothers and sisters in a room praying.
有一群的弟兄姐妹在一个房间中祷告
I know of churches that even before everyone comes to gather on Sunday morning,
我也知道有些教会在主日早上大家来到教会之前
There's a small group of brothers and sisters that come into the sanctuary.
有一小群的弟兄姐妹来到圣殿中
They sing worship to God.
他们唱诗敬拜神
And they just pray.
他们祷告
They sit in the pews that you're all going to sit in and they pray.
他们坐在席中他们祷告
Brothers and sisters, why would we do that?
弟兄姐妹我们为什么如此行
Unless we believed in the power of prayer.
除非我们相信祷告的大能
Do you desire to be a church that experiences God in a powerful way?
你是否渴望成为一个神赐大能、经历神大能的教会的一员呢
？That we would stand on the word of God.
我们要站立在神的话之上。
But that we would experience the power of the Spirit in everything that we do.
但是我们在一切我们所做的事情上都经历圣灵的大能。
That we would have a sense of awe of what God is doing in our midst.
我们有一颗敬畏的心，我们看到神在我们当中所做的大事。
Because if that is the case,
若是如此。
We don't need to look to fancy church strategies.
我们不需要看什么华丽的教会策略。
We don't need to continue to make our church a fancy building.
我们不需要建立特别华丽的教堂。
We don't need special lights.
我们不需要特别的灯光。
We don't have to have special music.
我们不需要特别的献诗。
But I believe that we need to be a church that prays.
但我相信我们必须要成为一个祷告的教会。
You don't have to have genius pastors.
你不需要有天才的牧师。
Because you don't.
因为你没有。
If we are a church that prays.
若是我们是个祷告的教会。
There's a well-written author on prayer.
有一位作者他写了关于祷告的书。
And he says this. I don't know if I did I do the quote. Okay, yeah. Okay. He says this.What the church needs today is not more machinery or better.
教会今天所需要的不是更多或更好的机构。
Not new organizations or more and novel methods.
不是新的组织或更多更新颖的方法。
But what the church needs is people who the Holy Spirit can use.
教会所需要的是和圣灵所用的人。
People of prayer.
祷告的人。
People mighty in prayer.
祷告大有能力的人。
The Holy Spirit does not flow through methods, but through men.
圣灵的运行不是透过方法，而
是透过人。He does not come upon machinery, but he comes on people.
他并不临到人机构，而是临到人。
He does not anoint plans, but people.
他并不高抹计划，而是高抹人。
People of prayer.
祷告的人。
Do we believe that?
我们相信吗？
Because we see it in the book of Acts.
我们在使徒行传中看到。
But do we believe enough that it creates change?
那我们是否足够相信我们能够改变呢？
Do we even ask the Holy Spirit help us to become like that?
我们是不是叫圣灵让我们帮助我们成为像那样子的人呢？
I remember very early on in my faith.
我记得在我初信之时。
I just wanted to do anything for God.
我想要为神做一切的事。
You want me to set up chairs? I will set up chairs.
你要我摆椅子吗？我要摆椅子。
You want me to clean the toilet? I'll clean the toilet.
要我洗厕所吗？我就去洗厕所。
And I remember early on, there all of a sudden was a great need in the church.
我记得早期的时候，教会有很大的一个需要。
And it wasn't to clean toilets.
不是洗厕所。
And it wasn't to set up chairs.
也不是摆椅子。
There was a big need in taking care of first through sixth grade children.
我们教会有很大的需要要照料一年级到六年级的小学生。
Because at that time, there was a couple who took care of the children while we had our worship like this. Like right now, there's people taking care of our first through sixth grade children.
因为当初有一对的同工在我们大家一起敬拜的时候，他们就照料一到六年级的小朋友。
And they came from the Alhambra Church.
他们是从 Alhambra
教会来的。And then they decided to go back to the Alhambra Church.
然后他们决定要回到那个教会。
And so there is like this great need, like no one's taking care of the children anymore.
所以呢，就没有人来照料这些小朋友了。
And I don't remember how it happened.
我不记得是怎么发生的。
But they, I think, people came to, because I have a bad memory, okay, but.But people came to ask JJ and me, JJ and I. How do you say that?
我不记得具体是怎么样的。
Me and Pastor James. I'm sorry. I call him JJ. You call him 范长老 Okay, JJ to me.
就人们就来叫范长老和刘长老。
Okay. And yeah, we weren't 长老 We're just he asked JJ and me, right?
他们小的时候，
right?
年轻的时候。
And we were like, why would we be asked?
我们觉得很奇怪，为什么要问我们呢？
We are troublemakers in the church, you know.
我们是很捣乱，很捣蛋的。
We have mean faces sometimes.
我们脸看着很凶。
Right, especially him, right?
特别是范长老。
But like, we have no experience with children.
我们没有跟孩子们相处的经历。
There were these wonderful sisters at the church.
我们教会有许多很好的姐妹。
They're really good with children.
他们特别会带孩子。
Why would they ask us?
为什么要来问我们呢?
Actually, I don't even remember if they asked us.
我不记得是怎么样。
But we ended up, long story short, like we were in charge of all of the children at church.
长话短说，我们就变成教会小朋友的主管了。
And we were like, what do we do?
我们就想怎么办呢?
We had no boss.
我们没有老板。
I mean, our boss was God, right?
神是我们的老板。
No one to train us.
没有人训练我们。
No one gave us any material.
也没人给我们什么材料。
We didn't even go in to learn how anybody else did it before.
我们之前都没有去观摩过别人是怎么做。
But I remember.
但我记得。
One time we were driving back to UCLA.
有一回我们从 UCLA 开车回
来。And we're like, what do we do?
我们怎么办呢？
What are we supposed to do?
我们该怎么做呢？
Well, you know what we did?
你知道吗？
We prayed.
我们祷告。
And we told each other.
我们彼此说。
Let's pray a lot.
让我们多多的祷告。
And we did.
我们就这么做了。
We committed to pray.
我们恒切的祷告。
We devoted ourselves to pray.
我们致力于祷告。
We prayed nearly every night.
我们几乎每个晚上都祷告。
We didn't really know how to pray.
我们并不知道怎么祷告。
We didn't pray with fancy words.
我们没有用花哨的言语祷告。
We tried to pray with the promises God gave us in His Word.
我们试图因着神的应许祷告。
But a lot of times we didn't pray for a long time.
我们常常没有祷告很长时间。
In fact, I remember many of our prayer times were pretty short.
其实很多我们的祷告时间挺短的。
But we prayed out of need.
但是我们很有需要，我们祷告。
And we prayed out of love.
我们出于爱来祷告。
I think every single week we prayed for every single child that was at church.
我们每一周为教会中的每一位孩子祷告。
We didn't pray to sound good.
我们祷告不是为了听起来很棒。
We prayed with our heart.
我们是用心的祷告。
We prayed with our minds in God's word.
我们的心意放在神的话语上。
All we wanted was God to do something.
我们唯一想要的是神要成就什么事。
And you know what it did?
你知道怎么了吗？
That gave birth to the children worship program that we have today.
你们知道吗？这就是我们今天少儿敬拜。事工的开始。
We didn't know what we were doing.
我们不知道我们在做什么。
In fact, if the head of children worship today, Nancy, if she looked back on what we were doing, she would say that is wrong.
今天你要是问问 Nancy 姐妹，我们当初做的那些事情，她会告诉你，
You cannot,
这都做错了。
You cannot say, 你不乖的话要打屁股了 right? Because we said, man, if you're not good, we're going to spank you, dude.
你不能说这种体罚的话。
Right?We did a lot of things wrong.
我们做错了很多事。
But you know, we prayed.
但是我们祷告。
And we saw the Holy Spirit working in power in this ministry.
但是我们看到圣灵就用他的大能在这个事工中成就许
多事。And what we saw at the end of one year,
当我们看到一年之后
we came across a psalm.
我们读到了这样的诗篇。
Psalm 55:22.
诗篇五十五篇二十二节
And it says, Cast your cares on the Lord, and He will sustain you.
这样说到，你要把你的重担卸给神，他必抚养你。
Because that is what we were doing every day.
这就是我们那时候每一天所做的。
Every night.
每个晚上。
Sometimes He would forget.
有的时候范长老忘记。
Usually I forget.
通常是我忘记。
And we would remind each other.
我们互相提醒。
Hey, we got to pray.
我们要祷告。
So we would get down on our knees and pray.
我们就屈膝祷告。
And that psalm, when we saw it, we both felt, did we not? Did we feel it? We felt it. It was, this is what God was doing.
我们当我们读到那一篇诗篇的时候，我们都感受到这是神要做的事。
A whole year of mistakes.
我们一年犯了无数的错误。
But a whole year of prayer.
但是我们一年也做了无数的祷告。
And we saw that God Himself was holding up this ministry.
我们就看到神亲自的为祭承载托住这个事工。
It wasn't because we're good with children.
并不是因为我们很会带小孩。
We're not that good with children.
我们不会带小孩。
We make a lot of mistakes on our own children, do we not?
我们带自己的孩子都犯了很多错。
But we pray.
但我们祷告。
And we saw God carry it.
我们看到神托住这个施工。我们看到圣灵的大能在动工。
Brothers and sisters, I've kept that experience deep in my heart.
弟兄姐妹，这段经历深深地藏在我的心里。
And I always have known that that is one of the secrets to our service.
我一直就知道这是我们服事的秘诀所在。
Because as I have carried things to God in prayer.
就因为我们透过祷告把一切交托给神的时候
You experience God.
你经历神
You see that God is holding it up.
你看到神托住
You get to see God in action.
你看到神亲自的动工。
Over all of these years,
这么多年以来
I have seen through prayer lives changed.
透过祷告，我看到生命的改变。
Many of you who are new believers,
许多新信徒。
Do you know that people prayed for you?
你知道有人为你祷告吗？
Many of you, as you experience God in your life,
当我们经历神在我们的生命中的时候，
in your hardships,
在你困难的时候，
do you know that someone has been praying for you?
你是否知道有人在为你祷告？
God works when people pray.
当人们祷告的时候，神动工。
There is the power of the Holy Spirit.Working in the lives of the church when people pray.
当人们祷告的时候，圣灵的大能就运行在教会中。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
do we want to be a God-empowered church?
我们想不想成为神赐大能的教会？
Because if we do,
若是我们想要，
we gotta be a church that prays.
我们就要成为一个祷告的教会。
May we be.A house of prayer.
让我们成为一个祷告的家。
Would you pray with me now?
让我们一起祷告。
Actually, what I would like to do.
我想这样做。
Is why don't we pray?
我们一起祷告。
We're still early on time.
我们时间还早。
Could you pray to God right now?
你是否愿意向神？祷告呢?
Would you pray for this church?
你是否愿意为这个教会祷告呢?
Would you pray that we would be a church that experiences the power of God?
你是否愿意祷告让我们这个教会成为经历神大能的教会?
Where the Holy Spirit can move freely.
让圣灵能够自由地运行在我们当中。
Bringing the word of God out.
把神的话语能够带出来。
Transforming lives.
改变生命
All for the glory of His name.
都为了他荣耀的大名
I'll give us 2 or 3 minutes to pray. If you want to pray with your neighbor, that's great too. Just pray for about 2 or 3 minutes and I'll close us in prayer.
让我们花两三分钟的时间，让我们跟周边的弟兄姐妹一同祷告。
Come before you as a church in prayer.
亲爱的天父当我们整个教会透过祷告来到你面前的时候，我们献上我们的感谢。
Lord, I do not know what my brothers and sisters have prayed.
主啊，我不知道我的弟兄姐妹祷告了什么。
But you have heard their prayers.
但是你已经倾听了他们的祷告。
And you delight in their prayers.
你喜悦他们的祷告。
Oh Father, would you hear our prayers and that your Spirit would work in our midst because of prayer?
天父啊，愿你能够听我们的祷告，愿圣灵能够在我们的当中运行。
Oh Father, that this church would truly be a church that shines the light of the gospel.
天父，愿我们的教会能够真正的成为一个啊福音照亮的教会。
That this church truly would be a place where not only our lives are transformed, but that we know we are saved for this mission.
主啊，我们真的是。真的愿意我们这个教会不但我们的生命得救我们要成为一个使命的教会
That this mission you have given us is to reach others in the name of Jesus
主啊你给我们这样的大使命让我们要为着耶稣基督的缘故能够到地极
But Lord we are only able to do this because of the power of the Spirit
主啊唯有透过圣灵的大能我们才能做到这个大使命
And that you would connect us to that through prayer
主啊，求你帮助我们透过祷告能够连接到圣灵。
Father, hear our cries, we pray.
主啊，听我们祷告中的呼求。
Oh Lord, listen to our hearts.
听我们的心。
We offer this church into your hands.
主啊，我们把这个教会交托在你的手中。
This is your church.
这是你的教会。
Use us for your glory.
为了你的荣耀，使用我们。
In Jesus' name I pray.
奉耶稣的名，我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.